is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And boy, do I have a barn burner for you guys to kick off Murderous May. Now, this article was sent to me by Constable Kennedy, and it was published on the 27th of April. This being a Daily Mail article, you guys know how utterly excessive these articles are, and they're so repetitive. So I'm going to cut this one down to size. Pun intended. Man held for quote unquote stabbing his girlfriend to death and also murdering three of her family at their home in Bermondsey had only met them a few days before. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Joshua Jerome Derivere Jacques, 28, the boyfriend of one of the victims, Samantha Drummonds, was inside the property when police arrived at around 1:40 a.m. on Monday. He was tasered by officers who found the bodies of Samantha, 29, her mother, Tanasha Drummonds, 45, grandmother, Dillette Hill, 64, and Dillette's partner, Denton Burke, 59. Wow! Just wow. Jacques had only met the family for the first time on Thursday last week and had been friends with Samantha for a while, a friend of hers said. Tanasha's husband, Danny Ofori Akufo, said that the attacker would have been unable to leave the property because Mrs. Hill locks the door before going to bed. Boy, this man, Mr. Ofori Akufo, he got off lucky. He got off lucky. Whatever problems that he might have been having with her have been solved. Hey, every dark cloud has a silver lining, and I am an expert at finding that silver lining. Given the first full account of what happened inside the property, speaking exclusively to Mail One, he said neighbors heard screaming and called the police, who forced entry when they arrived and found him. He tried to run but was tasered. One of the bodies was found lying just behind the front door. I don't know who it was. Dillette locks the door before she goes to bed and takes the key up with her every night, so the attacker was unable to escape the house. Now, unless there were absolutely no windows in this place, yeah, he could have broke out a window and jumped out. However, when you're in a enhanced state called rage, your logic tends to go out the window. So more than likely, that's the reason why he didn't think of just jumping out of a window. But anyway, Jacques is being treated in nearby Lewisham Hospital and will be questioned by detectives. The suspected knife man was locked inside Dillette and Denton's three-bedroom home shortly before they died. It was revealed today. So they pretty much locked him in And something went down in that house that made him snap. Neighbors heard the terrifying screams of the victims and called the police, who smashed the door to find a bloodbath with bodies lying on the floor, and tasered the knifeman before he could escape. One of her friends had called her on the phone and heard a man shouting, quote unquote, "I want to go home," in the background. When she asked who it was, she replied, "It's just my boyfriend." Hold up. Stop the presses. So you got a guy who's literally being held hostage. If you really want to look at it this way, he's saying, "I want to go home," but he's also locked inside of this residence. Yeah. And then when you look at the callous way she replied, "Oh, it's just my boyfriend." What? Wait a minute. Hold up. If someone is in your residence and they shout, "I want to go home," what are you supposed to do? Let them out. But oh, no. They decided not to. And guess what? He decided to become Jason. It comes as it is emerged, the knifeman who slew three generations of the same quote unquote amazing family was tasered by armed police, who arrived within 5 minutes after horrifying screams began echoing around the property and into the street. Okay, that is all of this utterly and totally needlessly long article that I'm going to read. However, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the grandmother's home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm going with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 15. Why? Because it says in the article, he slew three generations of BT-1000s. Oh, yeah. And for the brutality factor, I gotta give him another 15. One man, four people. Stabbed all of them. So yeah, Mr. Jacques gets a score of 50. Now, when you look at the makeup of these women, yeah. And you look at the guy. Oh, yeah. See, the aesthetics of the Black community has spread to other Black communities around the planet. Women, morbidly obese, fat as fuck. The guy is skinny as a fucking rail. The old man, skinny as a rail. Well, this is what happens when you are a, you know, fat, disgusting piece of shit. You lose the ability to defend yourself. Now, even if it was some in-shape people, I honestly believe that they would have been able to fight him off. But hey, it is what it is. I'm going to call it exactly as I see it. But, hey, what more can I say that hasn't already been said? Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, You really need to understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, fat acceptance, and men, in particular, black men, being forced to take what they can get insofar as utterly out of shape and disgusting attitude at black women will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, more and more men around the world are going to snap out and take matters into their own hands, especially in situations like this, because we will never know what happened in that house. However, the simple fact that this man was shouting, "I want to go home," yeah, something went down and he decided to take matters into his own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.